Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we get a chance to talk with Chad Hansen today from Corporate Farmer. Chad, good morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. You know, we're in April. That means you just never know whether you're going to be wearing stocking caps and gloves or a T-shirt and playing golf or working the fields out there, I guess.
It's been crazy, that's for sure. I know... checking out a little bit of Facebook early this morning and seeing some clients down in southern Iowa and Missouri that kids are up playing in the snow. Glad it's them and not my kids for sure. I we can take a little bit of cooler temperatures, but I wasn't looking forward to any of that. So thank goodness they got it and we didn't.
Oh, I saw the same thing. People started posting up stuff late yesterday. I thought, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
So, let them have the snow. They can keep that. We need a little moisture, but not in regards to snow.
It's amazing, you know, how much things have changed. And each and every week, I try and reflect back a little bit on what we've talked about, and we always kind of touch a little bit on the weather. But it's been up and down from, you know, being in a position where we thought we had plenty of moisture to now kind of wondering if we aren't getting a little bit more needing it again. And then, temperature-wise, a few people I've talked to this morning kind of wondering a little bit about their plants and trees and everything. And, you know, those guys that have got some corn or soybeans already in the ground, I'm sure they're kind of wondering what 20-some degrees is going to do to that. But, it's Iowa, right? We always talk about that, and it's going to change whether we want it to or not. But hopefully this is the last little spell of it, and we can get some warmer temperatures, and we can see some guys get more serious and get a lot of work done out in the fields.
Yeah, I know that whole moisture thing, and I know that's going to be key for a lot of guys, too. And you can really see it. I was on the road again Sunday, traveling south even, as a matter of fact, down past your place. But it was... just seeing guys working some fields and so forth, or just watching a vehicle drive down one of the gravel roads parallel to the road, and just that cloud of dust.
Yeah.
You just know how dry it is. And so we do need some kind of moisture.
Yeah, I think it's just been the winds. You know, we've had such heavy winds a few days, and that's really dried things out. I was a little nervous for people that were out burning grass and stuff here a few weeks ago that some of it might get out of hand, and then got a call from my father-in-law there on Easter weekend, and sounds like up there kind of north that they had a truck that had a bad tire that pulled off to the side of the road, and you know, must have been enough heat that it started some of the grass on the edge of the interstate on fire and got into some of the corn stubble that some of the no-till fields around there, and it took a small army to get it kind of put out. Even Ben here in the office got a call from emergency management wondering if he could bring over a disc and clear out a path so that they could get it stopped. So that tells you a little bit about how dry it is when something like that can, you know, blow up like that in a short period of time.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, for sure. Well, tell us what's happening this week in the office. What are we talking about this week?
Yeah, it just seems like things continue to kind of move forward. With the date pushed off to another month here yet, we've kind of had a steady flow yet of taxes and appointments and trying to get kind of things finished up a little bit. With the cold weather, everybody's been kind of pushed back inside, so you can kind of see the phone volume kick back up and... people wanting to kind of concentrate on something inside where it's a little bit warmer. So, you know, continue to kind of work on the income tax returns and get the few that we've got kind of remaining finished up. And, you know, PPP continues to be a big thing, too. I think that some of the bankers are reaching out to people that maybe haven't come in on their own, or maybe they're catching them as they go through the drive-thru or stop in and saying, hey, you need to get going on this. So we've been running a lot of reports for people to kind of look at quarters and see if they've got one that shows a big enough drop over 25% so that they can qualify for the second round. And then getting that time, too, for you know, us to kind of help through the application process of getting some of those loans forgiven. So there's no shortage of work, I can promise you that. Usually you hit April 15th and it's like kind of a big, deep breath, and you can kind of move on to something else. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's the way things are going to work out this year, and plenty of other things to kind of keep working towards and questions, I think, that our clients are bringing to us. So, yeah, definitely is keeping us busy.
Yeah, we kind of took your advice. I know last couple of weeks we've talked a little bit about doing your taxes, and at some point in time you get past that April 15th or around this time. People are ready to go anyway. If you've got it ready, get it done. Let's go. Just get it off the plate. That's kind of what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, all right, we've delayed. This is about the time we'd normally get it done. So I wonder if there are others out there thinking the same thing.
I think there's a lot of them that if they haven't got it done, or, you know, especially maybe they were putting off getting it paid, that they thought, well, I've got some additional time. I don't need to send my check off. Hate to give it to them any sooner than I need to. But, you know, with other things kind of building up and the likelihood that eventually we're going to get in the fields, seeing more and more that just want to kind of put it in the past and move on. And so a few questions here and there as far as making sure that we're getting it sent the right place. Should we, you know, send it certified or something so that we get proof that they received it and all that kind of stuff, kind of the normal little things here and there to get it tidied up. And hopefully we're kind of putting a bow on 2020 at this point and moving forward. And I think there's going to be plenty of questions as we move forward. We've talked a little bit about the new administration and kind of, you know, what that is going to do for us as far as, you know, a tax climate. And I think there's a lot of concerns as far as estate tax laws. They've kind of heard the rumblings and maybe read something in some of the publications or heard something on the radio about, you know, what the chatter is there. And so amazingly, we've had a lot of questions on whether they should be doing anything different or changing estate plans. And, you know, realistically, we're kind of in that holding pattern right now where it probably doesn't make sense to get too ahead of yourself till we kind of have an idea, firm idea of what some of that might look like or what changes do end up coming to be. You don't want to probably spend a lot of time and money to kind of work through a plan if you're just going to be changing it here in another 6 months or a year or whatever it takes for them to get kind of their plans in place. And so, you know, but I definitely don't think that slowed down any of the chatter and any of the questions. So I think this next year looks like it's going to be a time where most people should look at revisiting kind of their estate plan and just exactly how they want to accomplish their goals. And I mean, I try and bring everybody back to that because there gets to be a panic, right? I mean, like, oh, they could double, you know, estate taxes, and they could remove the step-up in basis and all these things that maybe concern you as far as how much it could cost, you know, your heirs if something were to happen to you. But the bottom line with estate planning is still, what do you have? What do you want to do with it, right? And so those fundamental goals don't change just because of some tax law changes. That might change the tools that you use or the process by which you accomplish your goals, but, you know, I think it's important for people to think about that at the end of the day, you know, it's like a change, you know, with college when they, you know, went to opening up now this kind of free agency and allowing open transfers and this transfer portal, and everybody starts to panic about all these kids they're seeing that are putting their name in there and looking elsewhere. But at the end of the day, the fundamental goal hasn't changed, you know, for a team, and that, you know, they want to have the right players in place, and they want to have a, you know, team that can play their style of offense and defense and those types of things. And I think that that's maybe a good kind of picture to paint for our farmers as they kind of look at what are their goals, what are they trying to accomplish. And just because maybe, you know, the rules have changed slightly, that hasn't changed the end goal of what we want to do with our estate planning.
Yeah, I think you just said it right there. I think that's so true. And, you know, there's an awful lot of details, but in the end, it's still the big picture, what you're looking at big picture-wise.
And that's where you got to kind of once in a while talk people off the cliff a little bit, because I think they see some of this stuff, and then they start to panic and wonder, you know, if this isn't going to destroy everything that they've worked for their whole life, and you know, are the kids going to have to sell everything just to pay the taxes, or what's it really going to do with trying to get that farm moved to the next generation? And so, you know, like I said, that kind of first step is just to take that deep breath and kind of relax a little bit and think through it. You know, there's probably not going to be that drastic of change that it warrants, you know, some kind of redoing everything. But it might be good in some ways, in that it kind of forces you to kind of reexamine something that you haven't really spent a whole lot of time thinking about since maybe you developed a will 15 years ago, or maybe for some people haven't ever done anything, you know. So for them, it really is kind of a kick in the butt to kind of get going and start to do something that they haven't wanted to kind of think through. And that's a challenge I see for a lot of people. Nobody wants to think about death or, you know, having to retire and transition to their son or daughter or whatever that might look like in any given situation. So the reality of it is we all get older by the day, and sooner or later, you know, it probably won't be in the cards for us to continue to work like we are now and do the things that maybe we enjoy. And so if we want to see that continue, then we need to put a plan in place to make that a reality and hopefully facilitate that a little bit easier than what it would be if we choose not to do anything at all.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear you talk about things like the wills and that kind of stuff. And there are folks that hesitate on some of that, and it's just a part of life, isn't it?
I think it's scary, you know, a little bit to think about it. But beyond that, you know, most of us, I think, can get over that hurdle. It's just not knowing what to do and not knowing who to turn to more often than not to get some advice or some direction. And so I think that's what's kind of been a good situation for us with our clients and the relationship that we build with them and working together as closely as we do, that, you know, we can help them kind of see, you know, what are other people doing? Maybe that's a question, or what's worked, what hasn't worked. More often than not, it's just kind of explaining, you know, this is what this is. You know, what about a trust? What does that do? Why would you want a trust? Why would you, you know, choose to just do a will? What about how you name your beneficiaries on life insurance or retirement accounts? Maybe TODs, transfers on death, and those types of things. Could be as simple as just a power of attorney, and how do we assign that, or who do we make executor or trustee, and should I name all my kids, or should I just, you know, name the oldest or maybe the one I trust the most with my financial decisions, and what are the pluses and minuses with that, or what have you seen that's worked, or what hasn't worked? And, you know, I think so many of those are fair questions, and they're the same questions that I would definitely ask if I was in that situation. So, you know, again, it goes back to everybody feels like they're asking too many questions or dumb questions, and I think it's putting them at ease that it's not stupid to think about these things or wonder. And, you know, that's kind of normal. And just taking the time, right? I mean, I think time is so precious anymore. And when you're dealing with, you know, your banker, your attorney, your insurance man, it seems like everybody's in such a rush to kind of get things taken care of and get it done and move on. And sometimes I think just taking a little bit of time and answering those questions and making sure that they didn't forget something and giving them that opportunity if something else comes up or another question, you know, comes to mind after they've left the office that they're comfortable calling back and asking it is something that can be very valuable. And really, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is making sure that you're doing what's best for you and something that you feel comfortable is the right decision for your farming operation and your family.
So true. You know, so true. And you got people right now that are going ahead thinking about the planting process and the growing season and then harvesting in the fall and all those kinds of things ahead of them yet, and yet they don't have a plan put together. And they're not moving in that direction. They like to. But, you know, now's the time. Kind of pull the trigger a little bit. Just find out what Corporate Farmer can do for you right now and get moving on that plan. The balance of the year can fall into place just fine.
Mm-hmm. No, we got plenty of time to go. Heck, it's just the start here. And so, you know, I wouldn't be hesitating. I would say that it's something that you've thought about or, you know, you've considered, you know, take advantage of some of these cooler days. Maybe give us a call and we can sit down and talk about, you know, what it would look like to work with us. And I think it's a good opportunity right now to do just that.
Fantastic stuff. How do they reach you guys then, Chad?
Yeah, super easy. Just give us a call, 800-472-6931, or check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Awesome. Have a great day. Chad, have a great weekend, too.
You, too. Thank you, Tim.
Talk to you next week.
Yep.
Chad Hansen's with us, everybody, from Corporate Farmer. Get in touch with them today at Corporate Farmer. Tim Fleming on AM 1300, KGLO.